Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, they got Abdul Carter, you know, I think with the third pick in the draft, who's going to be a star, but was he serious asking for LT's number? Yeah, you're a high draft pick, but LT is an absolute legend, the best to do it, one of the best defenders of all time. And let me tell you, brother, like, you got to prove yourself. That's crazy just asking for LT's number, and I'm glad that LT shut him down like that.
That's Gronk on Abdul Carter of the Giants asking for 56. He also asked for 11. Phil Simms said yes. His family said no. So there's two sides of the jersey number controversy. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. By the way, if Gabe Davis wants 13, right now Jalen Virgil is wearing 13. Just saying.
You could probably get that.
We are talking to you about the idea of Gabe returning. Talked about it with Sal. I've run through some of the pros and cons. It would basically be free.
What about Gabe wearing like 87? Yeah, 87.
Then people would think he's a tight end. 87's a tight end number forever because of Gronk. He took it over.
And Kelsey.
Actually, which kind of leads to this conversation on retired numbers. So I went to the break and I teased. A team has given out an all-time greats number immediately. Mm-hmm. Maybe not immediately. He did go elsewhere. The Falcons gave Jalen Walker number 11. Julio Jones.
Yikes.
Julio Jones.
I mean, isn't he the best player in their franchise's history?
Yes.
Right?
Julio Jones is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And they gave out his number 11 to their first round. That guy didn't ask for it. I mean, it's not retired. Maybe he did ask for it. They didn't retire it. It's not retired. They just gave out number 11.
Yeah.
This is a player that has 13,000 yards with Atlanta. And
huge, like 1,800-yard seasons. And
yeah.
Yeah.
An all-time great. One of the best receivers in football his entire career.
Again, a quick Google search, like everyone would agree with you that like that Julio Jones is the best Falcon ever.
Who's second place? Deion Sanders?
Matt Ryan. Oh, Deion.
Matt Ryan.
Didn't Deion leave,
Jesse
though?
Tuggle?
Deion left pretty early, though, didn't he?
He didn't play there that many years. Jesse Tuggle. Jamal Anderson.
None of these guys none of these guys are Julio.
Roddy White.
Good. Michael Turner. Right. I'm out.
Matt Anderson, was there a kicker?
I mean, Vic for...
Michael Vick, okay.
6 years or however long that was.
So
but
anyway...
Either way, like that's only 3 years after he's gone? And do you know, do they have any other retired numbers?
The Falcons?
Yeah, they must not. They must not.
Well, one thing that they do have, they have a Ring of Honor. So there are some teams that do Ring of Honor and retired numbers. Like the Bills have the Wall of Fame, but only three retired numbers.
Yeah.
Bruce, Thurman, and Jim.
Yeah.
Josh Allen's number, Josh Allen's above Ring of Honor. Josh is retire it.
Right. He'll be the last person to ever wear 17.
Yeah, you would think, if they're going to continue in that way. So some teams have a Ring of Honor. The Falcons don't officially retire numbers. They do have numbers that are rarely seen. 6, 31, and 10 haven't been worn by Falcons players since certain players wore those numbers. That's Steve Bartkowski is one of these guys, and William Andrews, and Tommy Nobis. Like these are just Falcons guys. Anyway, the Raiders also, I guess, don't retire numbers. But Connor Orr had an idea here for this, where we're going to continue butting up against, there aren't that many numbers. You're running out. And all the receivers are moving into the single digits because, well, a lot of the 80s are taken. And we're seeing linebackers. Terrell Bernard took number 8. So now Matthew Golden of the Packers has to wear number 22. It's number anarchy out there, Joe. And what could you do about retiring numbers? Connor Orr has an idea. You don't like this? You can throw it right back at me. His idea is to basically turn the NFL uniforms into legacy numbers if that number has a guy behind it. So Carter could wear 56, but if you wear 56, it comes with a patch on it. And the patch has, he suggests, Lawrence Taylor's signature. So as the all-time great, you're not having your number never seen again. Right. Instead, anytime your number is seen, you are being honored.
Yeah.
The idea, some franchises have this, some schools have this. In Connor's article, he's a Syracuse guy, he points out Syracuse lacrosse, 22 is a very special number in Syracuse lacrosse. In basketball, 44. Mm-hmm. You know, some programs, Jerry Jones has treated 88 like this. He wanted CeeDee Lamb to wear 88.
Yeah.
And the idea that Connor Orr has is there's a patch. Okay, what happens when the second guy makes that number great? That signature goes on the patch too. So now it's Michael Irvin, CeeDee Lamb. And if you are wearing 88, you are honoring them.
Right.
In a way that right now, you just don't see the number for a retired number.
It's pretty good.
It's an interesting point to say, we honor
it
these numbers.
And it keeps these numbers in circulation where, I mean, I'm looking at a list right now of teams, and like every team's retired numbers. And there are two teams, really, that this is like going to be a problem for. Chicago and the Giants. The Giants have 13 retired numbers. The Bears have 14 retired numbers that are out of circulation. And, like, I guess it'll take some time before you start getting up to, like, 20, right? But when you retire that many, just, like, okay, 61, 66, 56, 50, like, all these numbers for the Bears are just, like, gone.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, I don't know. The loosening of number rules, though, by the NFL might also help that. But, yeah, I like the idea of keeping them in circulation in some way, shape, or form. Then, like, not just eliminating it forever.
I think it's a fair, if nothing else, it's a fair point to say it's a strange way to honor it by never seeing it.
Yeah. Does the player have to be good also? We're not saying that.
You're not necessarily saying that.
Like, you're not giving a practice squad guy a 56.
Well, if they went to the Giants, if they went to the system instead, maybe you are, but you're Abdul Carter. You say, I want 56. I want to wear that name on. I'll wear Lawrence Taylor's name every day of my life that I'm playing for this team because that's my way to honor this player. I want to be like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. The Giants, you said, like all those retired numbers. They're one of these franchises that have retired numbers where you have to Google who the player was and what they did.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, they're looking
Tiny
at...
Tiny Boop Squig Shorterly is retired for playing, you know, split end.
Uh-huh. The year... They have 13 retired numbers. These are the years that those people retired, like, from their careers. 1935, 1943, 1945, 2019, that's Eli, 93, that's Sims... 1945, 1964, 1964, 1944, 1972, 1961, 1947, 1993.
Yeah, the Giants had a couple rough decades in there, it would appear.
Holy cow, though. Like, of the 13, what is that, 10 of them are, like, pre-merger? Pre-merger. Yeah, that's tough. Just be a little more cautious also if you don't want to do the honoring thing or something like that or what Jerry Jones does. Just don't honor a million numbers. Which I guess is what the Falcons are doing.
Well, the one of the answers to this is the Ring of Honor. Your number's not retired, but your name's on the stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony in Tennessee. Hey, Tony, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a frame that's perfectly, so bear with me. But I just I'm frustrated with Brandon Bean and how he's formulating the team, just not really swinging for the fences. So my question is this. Assuming that they both finish their careers with Buffalo, Josh and Brandon, what number of Super Bowls do they have to win for Brandon to not consider to be a failure with Josh, his entire tenure there? I think if Josh wins at least one Super Bowl, you know, he'll go down as for sure one of the best ever. But if they only win one together, Brandon Bean, I would consider him, you know, a failure with Josh the whole time.
Yeah, I think the answer is one. This is another example of this, and that's Jim Irsay, who said he kind of viewed the Peyton Manning era as a little disappointing because they only got one. Which you're not saying Manning is the disappointment, I don't think.
No, but you're saying.
But you're not wrong. You had Brady got a million, and you got one, and for you to say that's a little disappointing, it doesn't exactly hit you right. Maybe, but
no,
it doesn't have to be wrong.
It doesn't when you have a championship, but I understand it. To me...
You would take that disappointment.
One can be an underachievement.
Yes.
If the player is good enough, one can be... The Packers have underachieved. They had 30 years of Hall of Fame quarterback play.
Rodgers and
they won
Favre.
Twice.
Yeah.
Like, that's great. They each got one, but that's an underachievement. You get three decades straight of Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, the Cavaliers, Cleveland fans would, I'm sure, never regret how that all went. They won. They got their title. They hadn't had one in 50 years. You had the best player of all time for 12 years, and you won once.
And he won a bunch elsewhere.
That's an underachievement.
Right. And underachievements also come in concert with overachievements. What do you have from Brady? He overachieved.
And
Mahomes is on pace to very much overachieve and steal from some of the others.
Like, this is not to say that everyone listening wouldn't sign up for one right now.
Right, of course.
If I asked you right now, you get one, but you only get one. Every single person is saying absolutely sign up, run a dotted line. But what's proper? What would you say is like proper achievement for how good Allen is?
Two.
Two or three. Would be what I would say.
I'll settle at two. He's good enough to have two.
Okay. I think he's good.
There's not a lot of guys that have two.
No, and there's very few who have three. How many have three? Brady has three. Montana has three.
Here's who has two. Elway, yeah. Two. Okay. Plunkett, Elway, Staubach, Starr, Greasy, Roethlisberger, Eli, Peyton. Like, two. He should get two.
Isn't he above a lot of those guys?
Three is Mahomes, Aikman, your guy.
Ugh.
Four is Bradshaw, Montana, and seven is Brady.
Three. I can't believe he has three. Who let that happen?
Again, like, we're not getting greedy for two. The answer is one. The answer is one. But if you have 16 years of one of the top two quarterbacks and you only get one, for someone to say that's an underachievement, like Jim Irsay did effectively say that, and
yeah.
I think you could defend that point if you wanted to go there, but I think everybody would take one.
Everybody would take one. I would take one.
Maybe this year. Maybe this year. It'd be great. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Coming up, more of your phone calls on this. If you want to talk about Gabe or some of the retired number stuff. Also,
I've got some trivia, too.
Yes, we've got to do Gabe trivia.
Yeah.
Gabe trivia. Yeah, whatever. We'll have a bunch of fun. Hang out.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.